Blog Talk Radio. This program is being brought to you by I Am a Success Story. Our mission statement: to empower each other to accept ourselves in a world that is constantly trying to make us something we are not.
My Christmas gift, and That question, when I read that question, I just had to take a step back and look at how I live my life, and if what I do every day changes anything about me or changes anything, helps anyone else to look at their life in a more interesting way. And, you know, I have been who I am, and I have been doing what I do all of my life. All of my life I have been doing what I am doing right now. I started teaching from the minute I stepped into kindergarten. I was the child that was at the blackboard when the teacher walks out of the classroom, and I taught catechism. And if you're not Catholic, you may not know what that is, but catechism is the lesson that you learn before you can receive First Communion. And I taught catechism. I taught confirmation classes. You know, I have been doing this all of my life since I was capable of doing this. And, you know, sometimes you fight things. You don't realize that what you're doing is your gift. It is your passion. It is, oh my. I guess my hand touched something and the song came right back on 10th Avenue North Control, because I have given God full control of my life. And when you do that, it's not to say that you don't get up and do what you need to do, because unless you get up, God can't move through you. So you have to get up and you have to take action every day. But with every action you take, you have to say, okay, God, if this is not of you, redirect me. You know, like the potter house, the potter. We are the clay and he's the potter, and he can mold and shape us in the way in which he created us to be, because we are souls walking the human journey. And yes, we are going to go through valleys and cross streams and go up mountains and go through detours. And sometimes we get lost. Sometimes we get lost because we choose to allow the wrong things to control us. We get ourselves someplace and we taste a dish, or we taste a cigarette, or we taste a substance, or, you know, we have sex with the wrong person, you know. And so we get detoured, because all of a sudden we start looking at things differently because we are on a detour. But so if you are on a detour right now on the journey called life, on this thing that we do call life, don't beat yourself up. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Don't think this is the end of your life, because it isn't. Because when you give God control of your life, he redirects you where you should be, where you're supposed to be. He enables you to find your way to what you're supposed to be doing. And the lessons that you got while you was on that detour is just a lesson that either made you stronger, if it didn't break you, or it broke you, and you learned how to rebuild from that. But don't allow the circumstances of your life to beat you down, to make you throw in the towel, to make you feel worthless, to make you feel unworthy, to steal your joy, because that is not what God created you for. That is not what you are living for. You are here because God wants you here. He placed you here for a purpose. And when you put your focus back on Him, you will understand what that purpose is, and you will be able to find yourself back on the right track if you allow Him to direct you. But as long as you think that you are in control and you do this and it is you and it's all you and it's all on you, you will continue to feel helpless, worthless, and unvalued. So don't allow the enemy to tell you that you are not what God created you to be, because you are every bit of that and then some. Take back your passion. Take back your joy. Live the life that God intended you for you to live. You know, if God has a man for you, He'll come. Don't make your life all about finding Him, because He will come. Make your life about living the purpose that God put you here to do. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things I will give unto you. So money, joy, traveling, homes, cars, seek the purpose that God placed you here for. You will feel more fulfilled. You will feel less stress, and you will have more joy. And the thing that you've been running away from the most, if you're anything like me, the thing that you've been running from the most, that everybody keeps saying to you that this is what you ought to do. Every playtime you turn around, it's in your face. But you don't think you're qualified to do it, so you're running. Stop running. And I'm speaking to myself as well. Stop running. Face your fears. Do what you know God has called you here to do. One step at a time. One day at a time. Allow Him to take control of the wheel. And before you know it, you will be at that destination. And it will all be well. It will all be well, because God is in control.
Hello, For Life, and welcome to our sixth and final call discussing the Cleanse and Detox Pack. Today we're going to walk you step by step through how to use these products so that you can get the most out of your Cleanse and Detoxification program. So I'm going to start off and talk a little bit about how we use the first two products, and then Shane will finish off with how the last ones tie in at the end of your month. So to begin with, we need to take some time to talk about some of the disclaimers here. Obviously, as you're doing your Cleanse program, you need to make sure you've discussed this with your doctor ahead of time, and then make sure you're healthy and your gut is strong enough to be able to properly take advantage of a Cleanse program. Before starting your Cleanse, you're going to want to stop any supplements that you may be taking. You should continue with any medications you have based on the conversations you've had with your doctor. You'll start this program off by taking the recommended 3 packets per day of the Fiber System Plus. That's a morning, noon, and evening packet. And then also taking the 2 capsules per day of the Super Detox product. By taking these two products together, you're going to help make sure the gut is getting everything cleaned out that it needs to. It's shaking everything off the sides of the intestines, and it's all moving through at a decent pace and out of your body. And then also, as the Super Detox is there aiding in the liver function, that any additional toxins that your liver may be excreting will also be quickly removed through the gut and through the kidneys, so that together you're getting both your intestines and digestive tract functioning properly and getting a good detox there. So that's a 10-day system there to get through the detoxification process.
So as Brent mentioned, that's day one. He's tried those two products. One other thing I want to mention is that, you know, this is largely based on you drinking enough water. If you don't take in enough water, these products aren't going to be that effective. So you want to make sure that there's enough hydration so that things don't get kind of bogged down. So just as a recommendation,
That's a good point, Shane. I forgot to mention, as talking about that, not only is water consumption important as you're going through a cleanse, but you also need to pay attention to your diet. Now, obviously, you're going through this process to kind of clean out some of the gunk and other things that have built up over time. You want to make sure that you're eating a healthy diet while you're doing this cleanse. And so we recommend that you consume a diet predominantly of vegetables and fruits with limited amounts of fats, meats, and dairy products. You can still eat some of these things, but they should not be a major portion of your diet. It should be based on plant-based foods to help aid in the cleansing process and to make sure that you're not adding any additional burden either to your gut or to your liver while you're cleansing.
Yeah, that's a good point. Sure seems funny to go and detox if you're eating a rather preservative-laden diet to then go and continue to eat that way when you're in detox. So, as you mentioned, day one, you're starting those two products, Fiber System Plus and Super Detox. At day 11, Fiber System Plus should be finished up, and you'll continue with Super Detox. The next product you should add in at day 11 would be Bountiful Harvest Plus and also aloe vera. The reason for that is Bountiful Harvest Plus is largely going to help you with those nutritive needs. So now that you can remove a lot of the gunk that hung out in the digestive tract with Fiber System Plus, you want to kind of reinfuse those layers of the digestive tract with nutrients. And Bountiful Harvest Plus is a great way to do that. Aloe vera, as I mentioned before, has that beneficial effect with cells and the lining of the digestive gut. So those two products, in conjunction with Super Detox, will help carry you through till day 31. At day 31, you, in essence, will be finished up with Super Detox. You'll also finish up with aloe, and you'll kind of have a little, probably 10 more days left of Bountiful Harvest Plus. At that point, we recommend that you reintroduce supplementation. So if you're taking Right Start, either men's or women's, that's a good time to reintroduce that. Also, any other products you're taking, any other targeted products, or even any of your probiotics and your products like that, you can reintroduce at that time. Obviously, as I mentioned before, it seems a little foolish to go through this intense digestive cleanse only to revert back to eating poorly. So we'd recommend that you kind of embrace the new diet. Begin reintroducing dairy, lean proteins, but stay largely with a very fruit and vegetable-laden diet. So with that, that kind of wraps up the finished portion of our digestive cleanse and detox discussion. Hopefully you've stuck with it through 6 weeks. If not, we apologize for any discomfort. I'm just kidding. The idea being that hopefully it's been helpful and educational. I don't know if there's anything else you want to add to that, Brent?
No, I think we've summed it up pretty well. Hopefully you guys can take advantage of these products and help to maintain your health and wellness and keeping your gut functioning as it should. We thank you again for joining with us these past 6 weeks. It's been a pleasure to share this information for you. And as Shane mentioned, hopefully it's been beneficial for you and your health.
Okay. Thanks.
This program is being brought to you by I Am a Success Story. Our mission statement, to empower each other to accept ourselves in a world that is constantly trying to make us something we are not.
Yes, I'm your host, Blaze. And if you're interested in those products that I mentioned on this program, give me a call at 315-333-2377. Telemarketers, please do not call because I have so much that I'm dealing with already. I do not need another product or another business. So, but if you're interested in the products or interested in a health coaching service, give me a call, 315-333-2377. And, it's funny because I just talked about doing what you do, and a friend just tagged me on something on Facebook, a colleague, and she's been on this program with me before, Denden. You all know Denden, the actor. And it says, I am a woman. I build. I do not tear down other women. I have felt the pain of being torn down, and I have decided I will be deliberate about helping, about building other women. I'm going to repeat that. I have felt the pain of being torn down, and I have decided I will be deliberate about building others. If I didn't tag you, and that is a challenge, so I am going to pose this challenge. I'm accepting this challenge to Build Other Women on my Facebook page. And so, because too often we find it easy to criticize each other instead of building each other up. With all the negativity going around in the world, let's do something positive. So if you want to take this challenge and you are one of my Facebook friends, I'm going to post this challenge on my Facebook page. Please feel free to join me, because what I try to do here is exactly what this says. I have gone through my life story. I am still living my story. Shooks, I am still writing my story. Forget about living my story. I am still writing my story. Every day that I wake up, I start a new page. And with every night, I end that storyline until I wake up the next morning. And sometimes maybe I pick up from where I left off, or maybe I pick up on a totally new subject. But nonetheless, I am still writing that story, and so are you every morning when you wake up. And so it is because of my story why I do what I do, and I realize that I have been teaching and talking and empowering and inspiring people all of my life. I'm a licensed cosmetologist. What do? We make people beautiful. I'm a motivational speaker. What do? We uplift people. We tell people they can when they think they can't. I'm a podcast host. What do here? I try to encourage people. I'm a Reiki master. What do? I heal people. Deal in healing. I'm a health and wellness coach. What do? I encourage people to stay healthy, to get healthy, to stay healthy, mind, body, and spirit, because being healthy just in the body and not in spirit, you're not a healthy body, because your body is consisted of mind, body, spirit. We forget spirit all the time, and we think it's just body and mind, and we are in the gym and we're lifting weights and we want to burn fat and we want to have Tina Turner legs and we want to look like she's in my head. Christy Brinkley, she was in my head, but she couldn't come out. We all want to look like Christy Brinkley or Halle Berry, you know. But we forget the soul, we forget the spirit, and a flesh without a healthy spirit is just a shell. I don't care how beautiful you look on the outside. If you have nothing in your soul, if you have lost your soul, you are nothing but a shell walking. You know, like when you don't see the turtle, when the turtle hides itself underneath its shell, or the snail is in the shell and all you see is that shell walking across. You don't see the snail, you just see the shell. You're nothing but a walking shell. So you cannot neglect your spiritual self. You cannot neglect your spiritual life for the things of this world, because you're only going to find yourself being more frustrated, more aggravated, more displeased, feeling more worthless, feeling more unworthy, feeling more stressed than anything else, because the most important part of your being is being neglected, and you're thinking that the things of the world will make you happy when the things of the world is what's causing all of the stress in your life to begin with. So you really want to, you really, really, really want to pay attention to what you are saying to yourself and what you are feeding yourself with, what you are making your God, what you are seeking after. You really want to pay attention to the life that you are creating for yourself, because you may be chasing after all of these things now, and when you get to an age where you're more mature, you look back and you go, oh my goodness, what was I thinking? What was I thinking? You know, I forgot who has the song, Dear Younger Me. You know, if I knew then what I knew now. Well, guess what? Every single day you wake up, you are a year older. So tell yourself today what the you yesterday did not know but found out yesterday, because it is a younger you tomorrow that you are going to be speaking with. Don't think that because you're 40, 50, 60, 70 years old, 30, 40 years old, that it's too late. It's not too late. Start changing your perspective on your life now. Be grateful. There are so many people out there who do not have what you have. Yes, your job is stressful, but you got a job. Yes, your boss is getting on your nerve, but you got a job. Find a way to be grateful, because once you change your attitude, believe it or not, the attitude of those around you change. But if you're going to go in with an attitude where everything is breaking and everything is falling apart and everything is disgusting, well, disgusting is what you're going to get. Life is a mystery. Depending on what time of the day, you may stand up at the same street corner, and depending on what time of the day, every single day it is something different. It's the same street corner, but something different is happening. C'est la vie. C'est la vie. Don't let it break you down. Bishop Paul, never be bound again. I'll be right back.
Thank you, Jesus. I prayed for you. I prayed for you. I'm going to use your story. I want to be free right now. Open your mouth and begin to tell the Lord. I want to be free right now. Tell the Lord. I'm ready to be delivered right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Open your mouth and tell him. God, I give you every failure. God, I give you every secret in my life. God, I give you every hidden thing. I'm ready. Shake it off of me. Deliver me in my secret that I might be free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I pray. 30 more seconds. 30 more seconds. He's breaking it off of you. He's changing your appetite. He's changing your desire. Somebody clap your hands for these people. Somebody's getting free. We break the cords. We break the cords of wickedness. We break the cords of your bondage. Woman, be free. Woman, be free. Woman, be delivered.
By I Am a Success Story. Our mission statement: to empower each other to accept ourselves in a world that is constantly trying to make us something we are not.
Hello, 4Life. It's great to be here again. Today we're going to talk about our third product in the cardiovascular series, 4Life Transfer Factor Cardio. This product fits in the Targeted Transfer Factor line and contains OVL factor, which are heart-healthy transfer factors, particularly from chicken egg yolk. The main vitamins in this product are your vitamins A, C, and E, which are major antioxidants. Then there's a set of B vitamins that help with energy and kind of metabolism that help, again, this product is designed for the cardiovascular system with the idea that you're going to get out and actually move around. So it's going to be beneficial to energy. The last kind of section within the vitamins and minerals are the minerals. Now these minerals, there's five or six of them, and I won't go through and bore you with each and every one of them. The main benefit is that these are chelates, so they are going to be highly bioavailable minerals, so that they have the biggest bang for your buck, really a high-class product from the minerals choices as well as the vitamin choices. The one other thing, the mineral sources in this product, one that I'll mention is magnesium. Obviously, this product, if you'll notice, has a number of different forms of magnesium. It has magnesium lysinate, magnesium arginate, and magnesium ascorbate. The reason for that is because lysine and arginine are also beneficial for the cardiovascular system. So we kind of put that mineral together for that purpose, to give you those other added benefits as opposed to just a mineral salt.
In addition to those nutrients, Transfer Factor Cardio contains a number of herbs as well. You have things like garlic, hawthorn, and CoQ10, which are all good to support the heart itself, whether it's dealing with the circulation around the heart or the contraction and the effectiveness of the muscle itself. And you also have things like resveratrol, a very strong antioxidant, which has documented benefits in cardiovascular health. The resveratrol is what they think is the main component in red wine that provides the benefits that you may have heard about. In addition to that, you have things like ginkgo and butcher's broom, which are there to help in circulation in the periphery. Ginkgo tends to improve circulation to the brain, where butcher's broom works in your arms and your legs to aid with those smaller venules and capillaries and to aid in the circulation in those areas. And so by combining all these things together, you're getting nutritional support for your cardiovascular system, and you're getting herbs that aid with every aspect of healthy cardiovascular system function. And that kind of wraps up our series on cardiovascular health for the month of February. Hope you've enjoyed it and take the time to go back and see all of the other ones and all the previous seasons that we've done. And we'll see you next time.
Yes, and again, if you're interested in any of the products that I advertise on this program, that I mention on this program, it's not really advertised, but I introduce on this program, you could find them at my website, www.4thewoodlife.com/plays. And you can also give me a call at 315-333-2377. You could also visit my Facebook for Health is Wealth on Facebook, and you will see the information on these programs as well. My name is Blaze, and you know, also, if you're looking for a way to work from home and you're not into, you don't want to do network marketing, and you like talking to people, you like helping people, and you're very good on a computer, you like talking on the telephone, look at Staffing Done Right on Facebook. And they have the opportunity. It's for virtual customer service. So it is Staffing Done Right LLC on Facebook. Yes, my name is Blaze. I am your host, and as always, I am grateful to be here with you. Tonight I'm talking about life. You could never talk too much about life. You know, it's not every morning that I wake up that I feel like getting out of my bed. Sometimes I don't want to get out of my bed. Sometimes I just want to lay in my bed, and sometimes I do that at least once a week where I just lay in my bed. And, you know, you don't always want to do the things that you have to do. You don't always feel like it, but you have to force yourself to do it. And for those who have children, I know if you're a single parent, like I used to be a single parent, I raised my kids as a single parent, you know, there are days when you feel like the whole world is against you. You know, there are days when you feel like that, but you know you have to get up because you have children to feed, or people to, or if you're taking care of an older parent, you have your parent to take care of, or you, if you're a caretaker, you know, you go through these things in life, and you know, you just cannot give up. And George Bernard Shaw says, which is something that we all, most of us, wrong. He said, life isn't about finding yourself. Life is about creating yourself. We are all so busy trying to find this life, this perfect picture that we have created in our head, that we're going to find the right guy, that we're going to be married by this time in our life, we're going to have this house, we're going to live in this neighborhood, we're going to drive this car. As long as you make that your pursuit in life, you will always fall short, because something is going to disappoint you. He may not feel the same way, or he may find another girl that is just more interesting, or whatever it is, or the neighborhood may not want you. You may not be able to afford the house. You know, there is always something, because it is life. So stop trying to put yourself into this package that you think you ought to be in, and ask God to direct you into the package that he already created, because he created a brilliant package. A brilliant package. You know, Abraham Lincoln says, in the end, it's not the years in your life that count, that counts. It's the life in your years. So you lived 100 years old, but how did you really live? How did you touch people in that 100 years? How did you affect people? Whose life did you change? Were you changing lives only because you were trying to change your own, or were you changing lives truly because you was giving of yourself? You know, what is the impact that you want to do, that you want to leave behind? Everybody wants to leave a legacy. But a legacy of traditions that no longer fit is not a legacy. A legacy of changing lives for the better is a legacy to be, to brag about. It's a legacy to brag about. Life is inherently risky. I have a tongue twister. But there is only one big risk you should avoid at all costs, and that is the risk of doing nothing. Dennis Whitley. And sometimes when you want to jump, you really should be just standing up, getting ready for when it's time to jump, that you're strong enough to land on your feet. You know, Pastor reminded us that a cat, no matter how you throw the cat, is going to reposition itself and land on its four legs. Doesn't matter if you throw it in the air, if you throw it forward, if you throw it backwards, sideways, it's going to reposition itself and land on its four legs. And we as humans says a cat has 9 lives. So do you. So do I. But why is it that a cat can reposition itself and a human can't? Because as a human being, the cat is not scared. Cat knows the ability that God gave it when God created it. It's a cat, but it understands that God gave it that ability to reposition itself and land on its four legs. as human beings, we forget that we too have the abilities that God gave us. And he also gave us something even more powerful. We call it the good old book, loaded with instructions, the manual, loaded with instructions that takes you through any storm. Any storm. Because when the disciples was in the boat and the storm was coming through and they got scared, what did Jesus say to them? Oh, ye of little faith. Oh, ye of little faith. Faith. Having faith in knowing that no matter what is written is already written. So you could jump to the moon. You could jump off the mountain. You can do whatever it is you think you're doing to succeed at something. If it is not written, it is not written. So it is written. So it is. And nothing you do can change that. Can you bargain with God? Of course you can. Abraham did. Abraham said, if you find 100 people in Gomorrah, would you save it? If you find 20, would you save it? If you find 50, would you save it? Abraham did, and God responded. So, faith. Faith. As you walk through life, keep your faith in God. Intact. Keep your faith. Build your faith. As long as you have your faith, you will always find your way home. You will always find your way home.
Having a right start to your day is important. The morning sets the tone for the rest of the day. Taking the right supplements can help you enjoy an active, healthy lifestyle. There is one product that can give you just that. A right start that will help you look and feel great. The Right Start family of products contain the essential vitamins and minerals necessary for good nutrition with the added benefit of 4-Life Transfer Factor. Right Start addresses the specific health support needs that are unique to men, women, and kids and teens. With the all-in-one nutrition of Right Start, it is no longer necessary to research supplements and purchase several different products in order to meet your essential daily needs. 4-Life has done the work for you. That's why using Right Start can save you time and money. Both Right Start men and Right Start women include the immune system support of patent-protected 4-Life Transfer Factor Plus Trifactor Formula. 4-Life's bio-EFA with CLA that contains essential fatty acids such as omega-3s and omega-6. And our exclusive Life-C formula that provides 5 different sources of vitamin C. Plus, Right Start contains a complex blend of antioxidants from more than 20 different sources. Each of these has a different job in mind, whether it's to support the cells, the mind, or the eyes. In addition, Right Start Men contains unique ingredients to support the specific hormonal and nutritional needs of men, such as prostate health. Right Start Women includes increased amounts of folic acid, calcium, and magnesium to support healthy hormone balance and the reproductive system. Right Start Kids and Teens is created for those aged 2 to 18. It comes in chewable tablets in 2 tasty fruit flavors. For kids, immune system support is a must. After all, they don't discriminate against dirt, community water bottles, car grease, and worse. With this product, kids and teens receive up to 600 milligrams of 4-Life Transfer Factor Trifactor formula, plus hormonal and nutritional support, and 22 essential vitamins and minerals necessary for development and growth. Teens, on the other hand, are notorious for dietary and wellness shortfalls. Taking Right Start Kids and Teens can help supplement your teen's daily nutrition and fortify their development and everyday health. The 4-Life Research and Development Team has spent countless hours developing these products and identifying the unique ingredients required to provide the greatest health benefits to men, women, and children. 4-Life is there when you need us most with product solutions for your life. The future of your health depends on what you do today. Make smart choices. Build a better life.
This program is being brought to you by I Am a Success Story. Our mission statement: to empower each other to accept ourselves in a world that is constantly trying to make us something we are not.
Yes. I am your host, Blaze, and now Hillsong by Wonder. Wonder Hillsong.
Have you ever seen the wonder in the glimmer of the sight as the eyes begin to open? Blindness sees the light. If you have souls, say, I see the world in light. I see the world in wonder. I see the world in light. Lift in living color. I see the world your way. And I'm walking in the light. Have you ever seen the wonder? Second life, having come out of the water with your left behind. If you have something, I see the world in light. I see the world in wonder. I see the world in light. First in a living color. I see the world your way. And I'm walking in the light. I see the world in grace. I see the world in gospel. I see the world your way. And I'm walking in the light.
Yes, Hillsong by Wonder by Hillsong. One of my favorite songs of 2017 that I decided to bring in with me in 2018, and I have quite a few of them. And I've been hearing some new songs in 2018, and I just have to take the time and get them in here so that I can share them with you. But my name is Blaze. I am your host, and tonight's segment of the I Am a Success Story program, I'm just talking about life. And the reason being because I was just sitting here today going through some stuff. You know, I work from home, so I have plenty of time on my hand. And today was one of those days I had to wake up this morning, and I had a 9:30 appointment at the house with my grandson. Someone had to be here for 9:30. Then I had to get him to his gym class for 12, and then to get back here so that he could have another appointment with someone else for 1 o'clock, and then for me to get on the phone at 2:30 to start working, and you know, and then to get everything done in between the time I finished on the telephones at 4 o'clock, and to get back here on 9:30. But between that, I have to do things with him and get back to work for 7:30. You know, it's yeah, I'm working from home, but I'm doing a lot. So if you hear sometimes that there is a little tiredness in my voice, it really is because every second of my day is assigned, and I have to find time in between that to take a breath, to relax, to do some yoga, to do some meditation, to do some Reiki on myself, just to keep myself centered because I'm taking care of a baby and I cannot allow life's frustrations or life's busyness or other people's stuff to get into my head and affect how I deal with the baby if he's cranky or anything else. And so I've had to make some changes in my life. I had to make some changes because if you cannot make changes in your life to support you, then you have a problem. You have to be able to take a step back and look at how things are going and look at where things are and to take care of yourself. That's the number one thing. You know, when you get on a flight, what does the pilot instruct you to do? If by any chance he releases the mask, the oxygen mask, you have to put it on your nose before you put it on anyone else's nose. And so with all of that, and then I'm here tonight, and you know some of the other things that I do, because I tell you sometimes when I can't be here. So there are days when I wake up and I feel like, oh, my gosh, do I have to get out of bed today? And I have to say thank God for my Four Life products, because I my allergy started. I didn't start taking my transfer factor like I was supposed to in January or February. So, of course, my allergy hit, and my system came in just in time because I was working on my heart health, getting myself ready for the summer, because, you know, summer is coming. You want to go dancing, you want to go running, you want to go to the gym, you want to do a lot of activities, and your health has to be intact. And so I started taking my transfer factor, and I sleep at nights. And, you know, I take these products, the Inner Sun and the detox. I take these products, and I'm grateful for them, because if I didn't have these products, I could tell the difference when I am on a different regimen. I can tell the difference. I really can. I really, really, really can tell the difference when I am on a different regimen. So care of yourself. You know, life is short. This life is all the life you have. Take care of yourself. And I just want to do one thing I don't want to forget tonight is to give a shout out to all the Jeep owners out there, because today is National Jeep Day. So to all the Jeep owners out there, happy Jeep Day to you. Happy Jeep Day to you. Can you imagine? Four-wheel drive, 4x4 Jeep Day launches us into adventure. It says fresh air and warmer temperatures lures us outdoors. And what better way to experience the thrill of an excursion than in a Jeep 4x4, whether it's up rocky slopes or through muddy trails. Jeep vehicles let you take adventure to a whole new level, crossing creeks, touring valleys, I can't even say the word. Oh, my goodness. Maneuvering through rocky terrains or just part of a track. In the Jeep brand vehicle, you can see lost history and beautiful vistas. Get away with friends for the day off. Take off for the week by yourself to refuel. Jeep 4x4 reminds us that every day was meant for an adventure. And yes, and you know, I love, that's my vehicle. I love the brand. It's one of the brands. One of the brands. Don't get me wrong. It's one of the brands that I like. And but because of how I can maneuver with my vehicle in the snow, and even if I've had, yes, most I've had a couple of accidents in my Jeep, but here I am. You know, here I am. And I love the brand. I love the brand because it maneuvers well. And those commercials, or when you see the new concept, in the car shows, oh, it makes you dream. But anyway, whew, I've just taken myself on a trip, guys. Woo-hoo, back to Earth. I just took myself on a trip. You all have no idea. And Oprah Winfrey says, you get in life what you have the courage to ask for. So ask for what you truly want. Find in search your soul for what you truly, truly want. Because sometimes we ask for things, and when we get it, we realize, oh my goodness, what am I doing with this? And instead of it being something that we enjoy, it becomes a burden. So make sure you know what you really want before you ask for it. Oh my goodness, and I just got a text from Christine that she was driving through a blizzard. So you see, so here I am talking to you, no snow, just wet weather outside, but someone else is driving through a blizzard right now, and that is just how life goes. So, folks, enjoy your life. Don't take what you have for granted, because trust me, somebody else out there wants your headache. They want your headache because they have a different kind of headache. And we all want somebody else's headache. So we ought to be grateful for our own headache. We could have somebody else's headache, and it could be a whole lot worse than what you now have. Be grateful, be thankful, and appreciate what you have, for you do not know what tomorrow brings. So while you work on tomorrow, be grateful for what you have today. My name is Blaze. I say thank you, sending shout-outs to all of you who's listening to me wherever you are. God bless you. God keep you. May he cause his countenance to shine upon you. May he give you his peace that surpasses all understanding in the midst of your storm. And in the meantime, may you stomp while you're going through. Kurt Franklin, stomp. Ciao, bonsoir, adios, buenas noches, good enough. God bless you. I love you. Mwah! Kurt Franklin.
For those of you that think that gospel music has gone too far, you think we've gotten too radical with our message. Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory! Better put them hands together and act like you know up in here. Chief Peace. Hallelujah. What does it do, y'all?
program is being brought to you by I Am a Success Story. Our mission statement: to empower each other to accept ourselves in a world that is constantly trying to make us something we are not.